It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship. It's February 22, the Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. That's Psalms 122, verse 1. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118, 24. It's time for our opening prayer. At this time, my wife, undreamed of, will take us to the glory. Okay, my lovely wife needs to unmute her phone.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to come together for worship. And we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be able to open up your word once again. We ask that you will anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit, and help us to grow in grace and wisdom. For this we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
Thank you.
Amen. Our worship topic for today is entitled, Ye Are Clean, Ye Are Clean. And it comes from John 13:10, as we deal with the washing of feet at the foot washing service. Let us pray. Dear Father, thank you so much for being the kind of God that you are. All we really want to do in this prayer is praise you and thank you and adore you and hail your goodness. But we also want to ask forgiveness for our sins. We want to ask that you continue to take care of us, continue to guide us, prepare us, Lord, for the final test that will come. Help us to reach every soul, that truth will be brought to every soul. We pray for those who can and will, that you'll give the strength, that they will allow the Spirit of God to work. All can, but all will not, I should say. We pray that you will be with us now, in Jesus' name, amen. You know, this lesson is quite powerful when you really understand it. We're going to see in the very act of washing the feet of the disciples, there was an entire change in 11 of them immediately. And I didn't realize that till I read this. They were upset. They were, but you remember the context. They sat, as Desire of Ages would say, and it was customary for the servant to wash the feet. But none of them were like, oh, you do it. I'm not the servant here. You know, it was really a problem. And I want to say this. We might possibly get through worship, but those of you on Facebook, well, hopefully can get through worship. My iPad is having a problem, but I have to send it in at 5%. It doesn't keep a charge. I can't charge it. So let me keep moving forward. If it cuts off, just know that I'll go get my wife's iPad. I should have done that this morning, but I thought mine was charging last night, and it was kind of late before I knew it wasn't. So nonetheless, we're going to move forward. It says in the Bible, the scripture, John 13:10, Jesus saith unto him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. Listen carefully. This is Homeward Bound for February 22. These words mean more than bodily cleanliness. Christ is still speaking of the higher cleansing as illustrated by the lower. He who came from the bath was clean, but the sandaled feet soon became dusty and again needed to be washed. So Peter and his brethren had been washed in the great fountain opened for sin and uncleanness. Christ acknowledged them as his, but temptation had led them into evil, and they still needed his cleansing grace. When Jesus girded himself with a towel to wash the dust from their feet, he desired by that very act to wash the alienation, jealousy, and pride from their heart. This was a far more consequence than the washing of their dusty feet. With the spirit they had, not one of them was prepared for communion with Christ. So he's there, he's actually about to do the communion, he's washing their feet, and he prepares them. That means that those who had a soft heart, which was 11 of the 12, were able to get closer to Christ that moment. Until brought into a state of humility and love, they were not prepared to partake of the Paschal Supper or to share in the memorial service which Christ was about to institute. Their hearts must be cleansed. Pride and self-seeking create dissension and hatred, but all this Jesus washed away in washing their feet. So when he went to Peter and John and James, it's like their pride just went away because Jesus, the majesty of heaven, began to do the servant work of washing the feet. A change of feeling was brought about. Looking upon them, Jesus could say, ye are clean. Now there was union of heart, love for one another. They had become humble and teachable in that very moment. When the believers assembled to celebrate, and notice he said, but not all, but one of you was not. Remember that part, because he knew Judas was not. When the believers assembled to celebrate the ordinances, there were present messengers unseen. There are present messengers unseen by human eyes. They may be there may be a Judas in the company, and if so, messengers from the prince of darkness are there, for they attend all who refuse to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Heavenly angels are also present. These unseen visitants are present on every such occasion. There may come into the company persons who are not in heart servants of truth and holiness, but who may wish to take part in the service. They should not be forbidden. There are witnesses present who were present when Jesus washed the feet of the disciples and of Judas. More than human eyes beheld the scene. None should exclude themselves from the communion, because some who are unworthy may be present. Every disciple is called upon to participate publicly and thus bear witness of accepting Christ as a personal Savior. It is at these, his own appointments, that Christ meets his people and energizes them by his presence. Brothers and sisters, Christ did that for the disciples. They were, it was a blessing. They were actually prideful when they came in, but when Jesus moved around and washed everyone's feet, 11 of the 12 were clean. They humbled themselves, realized they were wrong, began to understand more of true humility. Judas was also, his feet were also washed, and therefore Christ is teaching us that just because you even know somebody is not right with God, you are not to refuse to have communion with them. That's a powerful statement, and some of us who have pride would not go to communion if somebody was there that was not godly. Yet Jesus washed the feet and actually allowed Judas, knowing who he was, to take communion. God bless you, friend. Father, be with us this day. We pray that you will shine your light of love upon us, that we will have true humility and love for one another, holding up your standards still, being like Jesus in every way. We thank you in Christ's name, we pray. Amen. We're not going to continue the video, but we'll be back in a little while on Facebook as soon as possible. So it might even be during the song. So just stay tuned or just check back. God bless you. All right, my friends, it's time now for our intermission. That's with a torso song.
Line your greasy spoon, get new freedom. you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered, and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. You're a up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
All right, praise God. We're back on Facebook, and at this time, let me get everything ready. Make sure I got the right one. Okay, I believe I've got the right microphone open. Sister Lenny's going to be sharing. What is health?
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. What is health? Health is wholeness. Jesus defined health in two scriptures, Matthew 9:12 and John 5:6. Matthew 9:12. But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. John 6. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? To have health is to be made whole. This suggests that treating only a part of our being will never truly lead to well-being. The Bible declares that we are three-dimensional beings. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Deuteronomy 6:5. Your heart is your physical being. Your soul is your spiritual being. Your might is your physical being. You are not whole unless you are made whole in body, mind, and soul. Because of this truth, one cannot be well without God in the life. Only God can make us whole spiritually, mentally, and physically. Modern medicine treats us physically or mentally. However, conventional medicine, which is based on evolutionary theory, cannot meet the needs of the soul. That does not mean that all medical doctors believe in evolution. To treat the body and neglect the mind and soul will always lead to illness sooner or later. The same will be true if we neglect the body and soul while only treating the mind. New Age medicine recognizes that we are three-dimensional beings. However, the God that they serve is not the true God of the Bible. They either believe in a God that does not exist, or they believe that God is your higher consciousness. Therefore, they deceive themselves into thinking that they need no other higher power than themselves. It is the same lie that was told to Eve in the Garden of Eden. She was told that she would be as a God, knowing good and evil. New Age medicine calls this field of healing holistic medicine. It is merely an alteration of the biblical model wherein we are made whole. It does integrate the body, mind, and soul. However, the spiritual aspect denies the existence and authority of the true God that is honored in Scripture. This is coming from a book called Overcome Disease, A Refreshing Way, pages 49 to 50. May you be blessed today with good health. Thank you.
Amen. What is health? Praise God. Well, it's time for roll call. I don't know if anyone is on Facebook. If you are, maybe send a comment, and we'll know you're on. It does say someone is on, but it doesn't give a name. On the call, of course, we have Maryland represented, Delaware represented, Ohio. We have Indiana. We have Georgia. We have Ohio again. And we have the island of Bermuda represented. Praise the Lord. There is someone else. No, that's not. That's correct. And we're here in Pennsylvania. All right, is there anyone that has a comment or question, testimony? Please feel free to press *6. And I don't know what you would do in Bermuda, but there should be a way if you want to say something, you can. I don't know what button you push because I think you're on another device. I do believe it's possible to do that. Those on internet radio are not able to do that, but if you're using a tablet or phone, you can. So anyone want to share anything, please feel free to do so. We have a little bit more than half an hour to the top of the hour, and it's been a blessing to know you are clean and also to know that what true health really is. Amen.
Pastor,
God is good. Sure.
Okay. this comes from our dear sister from Tennessee. And she wanted me to share this with the broadcast. And of course, I told her about Sister Lenny's inquiry and her prayers for her and her mom. And she said, to please let everyone know that mom is beginning to act her age at 102 years old. She has slowed down quite a bit and sleeps much of the time. But my days are still full. Mom's dementia has worsened, and with God's help, I'm learning to deal with it. And then she says, I took care of 3 kids for over a month during the Christmas break, and I realized it was a breeze taking care of active 5- and 6-year-olds and a newborn as opposed to elderly care. I don't know why it is, but the days of stress are few in between, and mama is not as challenging, and I'm not as stressful. We use more appreciative and kind words to each other, which in turn leads to more sweet and loving moments. Like the Bible says, a soft answer turns away wrath. I'm learning a lot about myself through this journey. God is amazing and has been my helper throughout. Sometimes I look back and wonder how I managed the day, and I know it is Him who carried me. I know intellectually, but I'm understanding it in my heart, the meaning and purpose of serving as Christ. Please tell everyone, hi, all is good, life in Jesus is good, and I miss the Tarsal family. And thanks for all the prayers. It is me. And that's what she wanted us all to know.
Amen. Thank God. Mm-hmm. We have a message from Charmin. I won't read it verbatim, but she wanted us to know that she is with us. She is not on live. She listens to playbacks one day behind. She wants us to know she's with us, so praise God. So hopefully she'll be hearing this tomorrow. God is good. God is good. Brothers and sisters, the Biblical Booster can be purchased. It has over 300, and well, it has exactly 320 pages. It has over 300 citations, so it's well-researched. It has over 180 color pictures and photographs. It has over 150 QR codes, making it most likely the most interactive book on the subject of our health crisis. For those who may not know what that is, you've seen them all around. QR codes are codes that if you open up the camera of your cell phone and just point it like you're about to take a picture, an image will pop up. The cell phones, modern cell phones, recognize it's a QR code, and you just tap that image. You don't take a picture. You tap the image that pops up. It's usually like a little yellow URL bar that comes up, and then it'll take you. So if I'm referring to a video, you can go watch the video. With the book in hand, you can go watch the video on your tablet or cell phone. If I'm talking about a particular website and you want more information or you want to see it for yourself, you can use the QR code. So it's very interactive in that way. It is full of poetry. I believe personally that it is a very easy read, even though it has many pages. We have a discount. It is a textbook, by the way. There's going to be a class on pandemic preparedness. So it's a textbook. So it's a good, thick book, but you can purchase it with the coupon code FAMILY15. FAMILY15. You're part of our family, so FAMILY15. But you go to biblicalbooster.org and put in FAMILY15 in the coupon code when you go to purchase the book. There are upcoming things. We have to finish the website completely. I'm just giving you the sequence. We have to finish the website completely, which will take hopefully days. And then we have to prepare an ebook for people who want something on their tablet or their phone. And then we're going to prepare an audiobook, which is basically me reading the book and making recordings, and people can listen to it, like, for example, on iTunes or Audible or whatever people have, that, you know, these programs that you can listen to things from your devices. And then we will develop the textbook. So even though that's a few more things to do, we're working hard. We're getting them done in quick succession. And then we have a major project that is not far from being done that's educational that we'll be working on. So may God bless you and keep you. You can pass this discount code to others, even if it's people we don't know. So if they go to biblicalbooster.org and they want to put in family 15, if you want to pass it on to your family members, you can do so. If it has a some text there that give you a link to a page that says alternative payment, so if people just want to send $45 to using Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, Apple Pay, PayPal, through the email, you can do that. So I just wanted you to know, may God bless you and keep you. I don't see anyone in the queue, and we'll go ahead and close out the broadcast. My wife will have our closing prayer.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship and fellowship. And now, Lord, we just want to ask that your spirit will continue to lead, guide, instruct, and direct our lives. Help each of us, Lord, as we are all going through personal spiritual challenges and trials. And we just pray and ask for your Holy Spirit to empower, enlighten, and encourage us to keep moving forward, to keep fighting the good fight. For in the end, truly there is a crown of life to win and to be with you for eternity. Help us, Lord, to meditate on your word, to grow in your word as we grow in Christ. This draws us closer to you, brings us into a more intimate, trusting, believing, fulfillment relationship, and we all need that. Lord, we ask that you will forgive us for our sins, where we have fallen short. Help us, Lord, to be cleansed of all unrighteousness. It is our desire to wear the image of our soon-to-come King, Jesus Christ, for us to be able to receive the lettering and to be able to fulfill the purpose that you have set for each life by doing the Father's will. Let us be committed on this day under your submission to be service unto others and to ultimately serve and worship only the true and living God. We pray these things knowing you have heard us, and we thank you for hearing us. And Lord, we want to pray for those who have put forth petitions, asking that each one would be answered in accordance with your perfect will. We pray for every mother on this line who has prayed so desperately for their children to be returned to you, to be under your submission, to be committed and dedicated to doing your service, to serving you, worshiping you, putting you first and foremost before all other things. We pray, Lord, for those who have lost loved ones. We ask, Lord, that you will fulfill their broken hearts, mend their hearts, Lord, by filling it with your love, giving them strength, comfort, and endurance to make it through each second, each minute, each hour, each day. And we pray for those that may be suffering with health issues, whether it's mental or physical. We just pray that the mind can stay on Jesus. We know that tomorrow is not promised to any of us, Lord, but may on this day we take advantage of this day as if it was our last. May we share you with others, and may we be faithful to you throughout this entire day. And we want to pray for those that are suffering in their finances. We ask that you would provide every single need, every situation or trial that a person may be struggling with someone else on, whatever the challenges may be, whether they're ones that take us to a courtroom or one that keeps us at odds with each other. Whatever those reasons are, Lord, we ask that you would bring a resolve to them, for you are ultimately the perfect judge in every courtroom. And we trust that our cases will be heard and that justice and mercy will be done in accordance with your perfect will. Thank you for all that you do. We are ever so grateful for your provisions. We don't want to take anything that you have blessed us with for granted, or to even take it lightly, but to always recognize that this is a perfect and good gift that comes from you. Thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for your protection, your love, your grace and mercy. Thank you for your word, Lord. And most importantly, we thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot wait to be redeemed when he comes. For it is in his name we pray with much thanksgiving and for his sake. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song, brothers and sisters, is I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust.